Good morning, Doctor. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
So who is this group's target audience, do you think?
Look, this group's target audience is men, heterosexual men, who are, I suppose, unsure or insecure or, sort of unskilled, if you like, at picking up women. So, you know, in a sense, it appeals to something that I don't have a problem with, men's desires to have, sexual involvement, casual sex, relationships with women. But how it appeals to those men and the strategies it offers to those men are much, much more troubling.
The stance, you could say, is anti-women, certainly anti-equality. How widespread do you think is this thinking across society and American and Australian society?
Look, that's a good question. I mean, there's kind of two things here. One is that Return of Kings, the group Return of Kings that this guy represents, is part of a broader pickup artist or PUA culture, and the views there about the need to manipulate or coerce women into sex, men as entitled to sex, and so on. Those views are widespread in that culture, but that view of women as the gatekeepers to sex and the view that rape is legitimate or acceptable in some circumstances, they are broader views. So in Australia, for example, about 40% of men and women think that rape results from men not being able to control their need for sex. So this kind of, pretty terrible idea of men as kind of sex-driven pigs, if you like, is not confined to groups like this.
So do you think this is reflective of a need to educate and rethink the way we incorporate men into women's issues, do you think, or what needs to be addressed here?
Look, I think the thing we need to speak to is, the anxiety or the insecurity that many men feel about their ability to, have relationships or to find a sexual partner, but we need to do so in different ways. So what Return of Kings does is says, okay, treat women as the enemy, literally, and try to coerce or persuade them into sex, ignore what they say, push past their no, and so on. And it tries to teach men a series of strategies to kind of get past women's resistance. Now, that's disastrous in terms of, it leads to sexual assault, it increases trust, distrust and hostility between men and women, but there are other ways in which I think we could encourage, men and women alike to kind of get better at relating. And so, whether that's through respectful relationships education in schools among young men and women or social marketing campaigns or general community conversations about sex and about relationships, there are certainly better ways we can encourage, healthy sexual lives among men and women.
There seems to be not quite a push, but some questions being asked around domestic violence of the last week or so. We had Mark Latham's comments in a podcast come to light and some questions being asked of David Morrison and what he said on his Australia Day speech. Do you think this is linked to this movement at all?
I think the fact that in Australia there's been a really widespread community conversation, particularly over the last year, about domestic violence and sexual violence, both forms of violence against women, I think it means that people in Australia are kind of quicker to see the violence-supportive ideas in Return of Kings. They're quicker, I hope, to see that Rush V and others in the PUA, the pickup artist movement, really talk and act in ways that lead to sexual assault or that treat women as, the kind of hostile enemy where, the aim is to get sex, at whatever cost. And I think that there's a greater reluctance now to take on those kinds of ideas.
And obviously there was a big push yesterday to have this man banned from coming to Australia. And then some people sort of critique that and saying, you're giving this guy way too much publicity. What do you make of that?
Yeah, look, I think Rush V and others in this movement thrive on publicity. I think it's oxygen for them. But I think at the same time, they need to be clear that, community attitudes in Australia simply don't support this kind of rape-supportive and sexist views that they're pushing. So, I think strong condemnation and then turn away.
Dr. Michael Flood, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Thanks, Mitchell.